This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello and welcome to The Bigger Picture. This is the Daily Digest. I'm T. Xiao Ik with Lim Soo Ann and Juliet Jacobs in the studio. As always, we have two stories for you today. First up, e-hailing drivers can undergo full medical examinations for as little as 20 ringgit. But doctors in the country are asking what kind of medical exam will be provided at such a low fee. So that's what we'll be discussing. Over the weekend, the doctors group and the e-hailing drivers groups got into a bit of a kerfuffle over the fees to be charged for e-hailing drivers to undergo medical examinations. And this medical exam is actually part of the requirements for e-hailing drivers to get their public service vehicle or PSV license. And so this sort of sparked off last Friday when the Malaysia E-Hailing Drivers Association, or MEDA, said that the mandatory medical examination fee for e-hailing drivers at 80 ringgit is not warranted. They claimed that they had approached many clinics since May this year, requesting for the clinics to impose a minimal charge of only 20 ringgit for the medical examination. And, you know, right on the heels of that, the Malaysian Medical Association, or MMA, responded by questioning this low fee of 20 ringgit and basically asking, you know, what kind of medical examination could you possibly be getting at this kind of rate?
Yeah, so I mean, what exactly is that medical examination? Right. So last year, the government announced that e-hailing drivers like Grab, MyCar and, you know, Daxi would have to obtain PSV licenses as part of the move to regulate the e-hailing industry. And drivers have to undergo a six-hour course and sit for the exam. They need to purchase insurance for the car, and that premium can cost up to somewhere of 800 ringgit, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. They need to undergo Puspacom checks. They need to get an electronic vehicle permit, you know, and all of these incur costs, of course. And so there has been ongoing debates over how to ensure that this process isn't too financially taxing on the drivers.
Yeah. And the regulation was actually supposed to be enforced on 12th of July, but then a three-month extension was given to give drivers more time to register themselves if they haven't yet. Mm-hmm. So now, 11th October is the new enforcement date, and it's reported that the government will not extend that deadline anymore.
Yeah, but the latest spanner in the works is the current dispute over the fees for the medical examination, as I mentioned. So on 20th of August, JPJ, or the Road Transport Department, issued a circular to the Health Ministry and the Malaysian Medical Association stating that there will be a standard rate of 80 ringgit fixed for e-hailing drivers to do this medical exam.
Yeah, and in fact, according to the Malaysian Medical Association, in a letter to the editor by the president of the association, Dr. N. Ganavaskaran, MMA had actually initially proposed a fee of 120 ringgit to JPJ for that mandatory medical examination, but then it was lowered to 80 ringgit after taking into account the financial status of e-hailing drivers. And now there's news that it could only cost 20 ringgit. Mm. And the mandatory medical examinations for the application and renewal of PSV license consists of the following: consultation, physical examination, vision, hearing, obstructive sleep apnea, neurology or musculoskeletal, cardiovascular system, respiratory system, and diabetes questions. That's a lot.
That's a lot. I mean, just to clarify, though, the areas that are mentioned, things like sleep apnea, neurology, cardiovascular, all those come under sort of like a very long questionnaire that the doctor will ask to assess the fitness of the driver in those areas. And so, but even then, it is a very long list of questions by the looks of it. And can all this be done for only 20 ringgit? So earlier today, we spoke to former MMA president Dr. Ashok Phillips to get his take on this issue. And we started off by asking him, why is there such a big discrepancy between the proposed 80 ringgit and the reported 20 ringgit fee?
Okay, well, first of all, that 80 ringgit is a maximum fee that can be charged. So in theory, you can charge anything below that. Why we are worried about this 20 ringgit fee is that it, you know, you cannot make ends meet. You cannot cover your costs if you charge 20 ringgit. I'm not sure if you have seen the form. It's a 9-page form, and you will be seeing the patient, asking him questions, filling in the forms, and then doing a physical examination and filling in the findings on the form. And this will take about half an hour. Mm-hmm. So if you work flat out, you can see two such patients in 1 hour, 40 ringgit. if you work 10 hours a day, 400 ringgit. If you work 30 days a month, 12,000 ringgit from doing that. Mm-hmm. Now, if your clinic is only making 12,000 ringgit a month, you can't cover your salary, your staff salary, and your rental. So that's why we don't think that this 20 ringgit fee can be a real thing. Because if you're offering 20 ringgit and then you expect not to lose money, there must be some cutting of corners going on. Perhaps a rushed examination, perhaps a insufficient examination.
I then asked about the kinds of tests that would be required as part of this this medical examination.
Well, if there are blood tests or urine tests or anything, those will be charged separately. Those are charged separately. The fee is only for you to examine the patient, ask him questions, fill out the form, and certify based on that whether he's fit or unfit. There are not very many blood tests that are required. For instance, there's no mandatory urine drug testing done. So any extra tests will be charged extra. But what we are saying is that even just plain filling the form and consultation, 20 ringgit, is a money-losing proposal.
So the Malaysia E-Hailing Drivers Association has said that a total of 135 panel clinics nationwide have agreed to do the 20 ringgit per person. But MEDA's president, Daryl Chong, even said that the low fee is a CSR initiative by the clinics. Mm. And we asked Dr. Asha why clinics would agree to such a low fee.
There are some clinics who have agreed to this fee. We think that they are not really studied how they are going to do it, because they've not really taken into account the amount of time, the amount of resources that they have to put into it. So that's why we believe that, there are certain doctors, there are certain groups who think that any business is good business. But this is not true. And especially in an examination like this, where you're examining someone who's going to be driving members of the public around, you want to make very sure that he's fit. You want to make sure that he is not a poorly controlled diabetic. Because if he is, then he's driving around and suddenly his blood sugar shoots up or goes very low and he faints, and that's an accident. What if he's a poorly controlled diabetic for many years and he's got cataracts? So it's not that the examination is a pro forma thing. It's a very important thing to pick up extremely dangerous conditions that can lead to death for other innocent road users.
There have been suggestions that the clinic's practice could amount to fee splitting. So we got Dr. Ashok to explain what that means.
Fee splitting basically is when you offer to give someone money for referring patients to you. Say, if a specialist tells a general practitioner, please refer patients to me and I will give you back some money, that is unethical. And similarly, the medical council, the Malaysian Medical Council, has ruled that if you agree with an insurance company that their patients will get a special discount, then that also amounts to fee splitting, because basically you're giving a discount in order to get patients. Now, I think in this case of the e-hailing driver's medical examination, giving a discount doesn't really amount to fee splitting. So I think that doesn't really arise here.
So this dispute comes on the back of the ongoing controversy over the fee schedule for GPs in Malaysia.
That's right, yeah.
And we've seen GPs calling on the government to harmonise their fees with the fees of medical officers in private hospitals, as was provided in the Private Healthcare Facilities and Services Regulations 2006. So the fee schedule was revised in 2013, but the fees for GPs in private clinics have not been matched to this schedule. So we asked Dr. Ashok how this current e-hailing drivers issue will affect that larger debate over GP's fees.
Well, it may be a bit controversial to say so, but I think in this case, the government knows very well that they should do it. It's just that they don't have the political will or courage to do it, because they know that as soon as they do it, then opposition groups are going to jump up and say, oh, you see, the government doesn't care about you. They are just willing to let doctors make more money, and they don't care about the poor sick people. So they know very well that asking doctors to charge fees that were first mandated a quarter of a century ago is wrong. They know very well that the fact that the 7th schedule and the 13th schedule are not harmonized is the fault of the ministry. But they just don't have the political will or courage to do the right thing and harmonize it now.
The Deputy Health Minister, Dr. Lee Boon Chye, has come out to say that clinics are free to determine the fee for conducting medical examinations of e-hailing drivers. So we wanted to know, what's the role of the Ministry of Health here?
The Deputy Minister is right in saying that clinics can charge as low as they like. But he is wrong to say that this is entirely a matter between the clinic and the person being examined, because there is a public interest issue here. It is in the interest of the public that a proper and thorough and honest and complete examination be done. It is not right to say that, you know, doctors can charge what they like, because if they charge too low, then they are going to have to cut corners in order to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. And if you cut corners, there are consequences beyond just to the person being examined. There are consequences for public safety, and there are consequences for road safety, there are consequences for innocent people. So the ministry must not take a hands-off approach here. The ministry must emphasize that the examinations are properly done. They should definitely make sure that patients don't do what public service vehicle drivers have been doing before, you know, where they have been rejected as unfit by one clinic. Mm-hmm. They just throw away that form, get another form, go to another clinic until they find someone who will sign them up as fit. We believe there should be at least a centralized database. This should be an online thing. As soon as a patient is certified as unfit, there should be no way for him to go to another doctor and get certified as fit. This is a regulatory matter. This is a public interest matter. And they should take a more proactive role rather than a hands-off approach saying, oh, no, it's up to you to do what you want.
So that was Dr. Ashok Philip, former president of the Malaysian Medical Association, giving us a bit of insight into this issue. And actually, you know, this 20 ringgit fee as part of this issue is not really new. Back in May, The Star had already reported that Grab would partner with clinics nationwide under a campaign called hashtag Berat Sama Dipikul to set the cost of the required medical checkup at 20 ringgit. Mm-hmm. And Grab also said that it would reimburse the amount to any driver, partner or applicant, regardless of which clinic they visit for the medical checkup.
That's wonderful. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, and that's a good move, especially if some clinics may charge more than 20 ringgit, right? So Grab's website is actually supposed to list at least the Grab panel clinics that offer these subsidized checkups. But when I did a quick check on their website, I found that the link doesn't actually go anywhere.
Mm. Well, the latest update on this issue is that e-hailing driver groups are calling to meet with Transport Minister Anthony Locke in order to air their views on the regulation of the ride-hailing industry. So hopefully something happens from there.
Mm. I mean, it's... There is quite a balancing act to be done here, because on the one hand, I do agree with Dr. Ashok that when we're talking about drivers who are being on the road and taking passengers, public interest is paramount here.
Of course, a
healthy and fit driver is then a safe driver. Well, presumably.
Presumably. I mean, because there's always this thing, people are so afraid of flying. But I mean, one of the most dangerous things is actually driving.
Just being on the road.
Just being on the road, being in a car with somebody. So, I mean, that is... I would want to know that my drivers are at least, you know, have ticked some of these boxes in terms of their health.
Yeah. And looking at the fee that the drivers want, that 20 ringgit, it's understandable that they want as low a fee as possible, because they aren't always earning that much, because whatever they earn depends on how much traffic that they get on that day. But at the same time, it's also difficult to balance that with what the doctors want, which is also for their own income to come in. So then it's finding a balance between that, right? And I think this is where the parent company is really important, all these companies that are managing all these ride-hailing services, because these are essentially your employees. If you don't provide them with some benefits, then they are not going to be able to work for you at the...
level.
So I mean, a move like, say, Grab, you know, saying that they will subsidize the fees is good, but it should not come at the expense or it should not come together with a move to get the cheapest rate possible, because you just can't compromise on that kind of quality. So the deadline, you know, as we've mentioned, for the e-hailing drivers to get their PSV licenses is next Friday. That's really right around the corner. So if this issue doesn't doesn't get sorted out, it's definitely going to have an impact on all drivers and potentially the safety of passengers on the road.
So we got one comment on Twitter. So Muhammad Shani Abdullah said that the PSV medical checkup has created a new pool of customers for doctors. He says that doctors are not going to attend only to 20 ringgit e-hailing drivers all day, daily. So if a few can be accommodated in a day, that's their social responsibility to those who aren't earning big bucks. And yeah, he's tagged Anthony Look in that as well.
If you have any thoughts on this issue, do tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. We will be coming back after a quick break to discuss our second story. But first, here's Drive My Car by The Beatles.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.